Thank you, and welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. We're Mike and Kim Burge out of Valentine, Nebraska. Glad to be your host on your local radio station. And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board would like to host you in Cherry County, Nebraska. Check out 50 things to do at visitvalentine.org. A trip down the National Scenic River, the Niobrara River, or maybe a stay at the International Dark Skies in Nebraska, Merritt Reservoir area. 300-plus rooms, also numerous Airbnbs, hundreds of camping spots. Lots of things to do. Check it out at visitvalentine.org.
And of course, you know I'm going to talk to you about Tri-State Livestock News because they are so amazing. You have got to check these people out. They have a publication. They have an online presence. It's a reliable source for agriculture news, market results, rodeo standings, and so much more. It's TSLN.com. That, of course, stands for Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read, and you need to check them out.
Well, Kim, do you have something about Halloween to share today?
Indeed, I do. Let's talk about Sheikah Hollow State Park, a spooky and beautiful place. It is routinely talked about in the northeast part of South Dakota that the deep, thickly forested ravines of the eastern slope of the Prairie Coteau Hills are haunted. This belief can be traced back to the Dakota Sioux, who once used the area as their primary hunting grounds. One place in particular, now called Sheikah Hollow State Park, is thought to be the location of a creation and vengeance story where various Native American mythical figures fought. When the first Native Americans visited the location, they named it Sheikah, meaning evil or bad. Numerous Sioux legends recall mysterious happenings here. The local Dakota believed this to be the reason for the red-tinted water that gushed out of the springs in Sheikah Hollow. Actually, it was most likely the result of minerals in the water, but still the legend persists to this day. When whites first stumbled upon Sheikah Hollow and the hills surrounding it, many of the fears of the supernatural were spread from the Dakota to the white settlers. The first white man to make his home near what would one day become Sheikah Hollow State Park was named Robert Rio. In the 1840s, the local Indians thought Rio crazy for living in an area that they would not dare set foot in, much less make their home. A few years later, a force of U.S. government soldiers from Browns Valley set out to find Mr. Roy. After they had visited with him, the soldiers left, agreeing with the local natives that the man was probably crazy to be living in such a place. As the years passed, more and more whites settled the area, and the mythical stories about Sheikah Hollow only grew. It was later believed that some sort of beast or Bigfoot-type man inhabited the dense woods. This fear came to a boiling point when several people disappeared in Sheikah Hollow in the 70s. Of the many people who joined the hunting parties for the missing persons, several who participated openly admitted that they were looking for some sort of beast. Such an idea was supported by recent local sightings of something apparently fitting that description. Others thought there might be a bear loose in Sheikah Hollow, but the beast, bear, or missing person, nothing was found. Some parts of Sheikah Hollow, nearby Long Hollow, and other area ravines contain a form of quicksand due to the numerous springs. Additionally, there are vast stretches of densely forested gullies and harbor ravines that drop several hundred vertical feet. It is little wonder why mythical stories persist to this day. Over the years, nobody would live in Sheikah Hollow, which is one of the primary reasons it is a national preserve and state park today. For those who have been brave enough to stay the night in the park, many have reported hearing voices and chanting, the sounds of cries and war whoops, and even a few reported sightings of ghostly Indian braves. Sheikah Hollow is as beautiful as it is spooky. The state park is located 15 miles northwest of Sisseton, South Dakota, just off South Dakota Highway 10. So that's a great place to visit if you're looking for a bit of a heart challenge.
All right. Thanks, Kim, for sharing that. A little Halloween-type stuff for you as we count down the days to the big event. Here's a couple of those things where you might learn something, some interesting facts. A jiffy is an actual unit of time, not just an expression. It's equal to 33.3564 picoseconds. Might remember that.
I have got it down.
It's going to be on the quiz later. All right, folks, thanks for tuning in to your local radio station. Keep on listening for more of The Good Stuff.